This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, let's play the game. G&D on the Fan. We are playing, speaking of the game, for WWE tickets. Congrats. If you win, you're winning two of them. Monday Night Raw, August 15th, Capital One Arena. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. By the way, Tariq El-Bashir of The Athletic on the Caps Draft, 55 minutes from now at 6. It's 12 years ago. The decision was made 12 years ago today by LeBron James, and so we're going to end the show today with a big decision. We're all, in honor of the 12-year anniversary of LeBron James taking his talents to South Beach, we are all going to decide once and for all tonight. We're making a decision. Where we'll go or what we'll have for dinner. We will announce that on the show in our final 5 minutes tonight. We'll call it the Grant and Danny, the decision, 12 years later.
We'll interview each other for 30 minutes about how tough the decision was before the 5 minutes of the decision.
Coming up.
Similar to the decision.
Final segment just before 6:30 when we turn things over to pregame ahead of Nationals baseball on this Friday as they jumpstart a new series. But let's play right now. A couple of lines open if you want to call 800-636-1067 to get in line. Name that sports movie. Danny, tell them how the game works.
It's very simple. You will call 800-636-1067. We'll put you on the air. We'll exchange pleasantries. Then our guy Darris will hit play on a movie clip. Once the movie clip is completed, you'll have a few seconds. We'll give you some moments here, of course, to gather your thoughts. You'll tell us what movie that clip is from. You get it right, you get a chance to get a second one right. You get two correct. You're the winner, winner, chicken dinner of those WWE tickets. Hope that makes sense.
Let's go to Todd, who's in Bristow, to get started. Todd, how are you?
Hey, what's up, G&D?
Todd, how are you, buddy?
Chilling, chilling. How do you feel about your knowledge on sports movies?
I think I'm pretty decent.
Okay. Well, good luck. Let's see how good you are.
Clip number one, Darris, at your leisure.
Yeah. We claw with our fingernails for that inch. Because we know when we add up all those inches, that's going to make the difference between winning and losing.
Between all right, I think that's good enough. I'm gonna pot it down here.
Forgot now, that he cursed there.
Now, Todd, you've got to get two of these right to win these tickets. This is round one of two rounds for you. What movie was that clip from?
Oh, my. I'm drawing a blank. I know who it is. I know the movie, and I'm drawing a blank.
Who was it?
Al Pacino.
It is
Three,
Al Pacino.
Two, yep. One. I need a guess. Sorry, Todd.
Sorry, Todd.
Why is the carpet wet, Todd?
Play the whole clip now. One of my favorite speeches in any sports movie ever.
Yeah. We claw with our fingernails for that inch. Because we know when we add up all those inches, that's going to make the difference between winning and losing.
Between living and dying.
Between living and dying.
That's any given Sunday, Todd. That's any given Sunday.
Any given Sunday. That's the Miami Sharks, bro.
Let's go to Norman in Hughesville. Norman, where is Hughesville?
It's located right between Charlotte Hall and Waldorf, if that helps you any, Danny.
Well, I don't know where Charlotte Hall is, but I do love Waldorf.
You know, we know the Dorf.
My buddy used to call it Wardoff. I live in King George, so I often drive down through 301 all the way to King George County when I go home to see my parents.
Yeah, my wife's from King George.
Oh, there we go. Look, then I'm hoping you win, Norman.
Of course, you know.
I hope so, too, but all right, go ahead.
No, it's okay, my friend. I was going to say, of course, Grant knows her. I'm sure they went to homecoming together, but now she's happy with
what
you.
What year did she graduate high school?
They might have. She's kind of young. She's kind of young. So.
How old is she?
40.
6 years older than me. Wow. All right, when we're done, I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to see if I know her, and I'll tell Danny.
Okay.
I don't want to out her on the radio.
All right. All right, Norm, you know how the game is played?
I appreciate that. I do, sir.
Let's do this together. Darius, go ahead.
Hold on. Danny doesn't know what's happening here. We have 24 clips in front of us. I don't know if you have those up or not.
I don't.
So to say Darius, go ahead is not what we're doing. So you pick a number, and then he plays the clip. It's on the document.
Okay.
Feel free to pull that up if you'd like.
Well.
All right, here we go. Ready? Go with clip number... Let's go clip number 8, Darius.
Thank you, half a star. Just so you know, we are playing the guards.
That ain't a team. It's just a bunch of dumb rednecks giving themselves excuses to grab each other.
This guy must be quite the athlete, huh?
You risk bringing your ass in the jungle, because you know I am.
Yeah, so you'd beat me in a game of one-on-one, right?
What?
I think it's time for you to get stepped in.
How's this, though? One game, I beat you, you guys play for the team, you beat me, I'll leave you alone.
Take that, D. Ball dog.
That's enough, right?
I think so.
You should know.
Would you have pulled that?
I would. As soon as I heard one of the voices, I'd have
yeah,
it.
I think so.
Yeah.
All right, Norman, what movie was that?
That was that Adam Sandler movie that was a remake of a Burt Reynolds movie. And I had it in my head a few seconds, so give me a second.
Oh, my God.
I got to ask you. Sorry.
I'm blanking, man.
I'm putting
I'm so
you on
sorry.
Hold because, Ryan, pick up the phone and ask who his wife is because I want to know if I know her.
That sounded like a Googling potentially as well.
What is happening?
I'm telling you, it's harder than you think.
Both of these guys have known the movie. They've known who the actors were. He knew it was the remake of the Burt Reynolds movie. The film was called The Longest Yard, man. Come on, man. What's going on here, Danny?
I'm telling you, it's hard. You get on the phone, you hear the clip, you're talking to your heroes. Grant and Danny, right?
I'm sure.
No, you are. It's like a lot of pressure to talk to your heroes.
I've never been more certain about anything.
That's what it is.
Rich is in Olney.
Richard, come on.
And normally he calls during winning off the field. Now he's trying to scoop himself a couple WWE tickets to take the fam out to the event. Rich, Danny's going to give you your first movie. Are you ready to go?
Yes, sir.
Rich, let's do this together. Clip 2, Darius.
You think I had a chance at winning?
Win, lose, no matter.
No, it's not what I mean.
I had good chance.
Well, can you fix my leg? I mean, with that thing you do?
No need fight anymore. You prove a point.
But what point? That I can take a beating?
All right, pot it down, Darius.
I mean, every time I see those guys, they're
going to know they got the best of me. Rich! What's that movie?
That would be The Karate Kid in the locker room before he fixes his leg.
That's correct. Daniel LaRusso's going to fight. Daniel LaRusso's going to fight. This is what it's all about. All Dollar Karate Tournament.
You need one more, and you win, and you're going to see WWE Raw next month. By the way, remember the guy we put on hold so he could tell Ryan the name so I could see if I knew the lady?
Uh-huh.
Ryan forgot her name. He's like, her name's Cynthia something? And I'm like, I need more information than that. He's like, It's not enough, man.
Already gone.
So there we go. I'll never know. Doesn't matter. Really doesn't, but it would have been fun to know. All right, so let's move along. Rich, second movie. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, buddy.
Clip 14, please, Darius. Clip 14.
It's pretty. It's so pretty.
We go with Sizzler.
Pretty.
What movie is that, Rich?
That would be White Men Can't Jump on the Beach Outdoor with Billy Hoyle.
There he is.
Look at Rich.
There he is.
Rich, who are you taking with you to WWE Raw, buddy?
I am going to gift these to my brother-in-law so he can take his son.
Look at you.
Oh, wow, Rich.
Wrestling marks.
Magnanimous.
Going to go enjoy the show. All right, we got one more pair to give away. Grant and Danny. What are we calling this game? Name that sports movie?
Name that sports movie.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Bailey's in Dale City. Hello, Bailey.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, friends. How you doing?
How was your sports movie knowledge, sir? Do you feel good about it?
I feel like I'm better than the first two Jokers.
Well, then you got a shot.
Very good, Bailey. All right, I'm going to go clip 23, Darius, if you don't mind. Clip 23, please.
Here it's chaos. Rocky, you went the distance. You went the 15 rounds. How do you feel?
All right, and Thor,
what are you thinking about when that buzzer sounds for that
last?
What do you think about when the 15th round when you're coming out?
Adrian!
Rocky.
Ladies.
Rocky.
You're in the ring.
All right, Darius, that should be enough. We're hitting you over the head with this one, Bailey. You got the first one?
Rocky?
Yeah, that's a good guess. Nice job.
I mean, could they have said Rocky more in the clip? My God. Darius, we haven't played this game in one calendar year. We actually had him look it up. We're like, when's the last time we played this game? And he's like, oh, July 9th, 2021, which is tomorrow. So it was like the exact same day. It was Friday, end of the week. Let's just get rid of this one. So we'll make it 22, 23 clips from now on because that was too many Rockies. It's like, name that song, and it says the name of the song 14 times. All right, next clip, let's see. So I'm going to up the difficulty just a tad. I'm going to go. How old are you, by the way, Bailey?
38, sir.
38. Okay. Let's go with clip 10.
Roy! Come here!
Hey, hustle it up.
Let me see that back.
Not bad, kid.
Where'd you get this?
I made it myself from a tree near home.
Wonder Boy.
Take it out.
Put that on there? What does it mean?
I made it a long time ago when I was a kid. I wanted it to be a very special bat.
How about this? This lightning bolt.
The tree that I made it from was split open by lightning.
All right, Bailey, what movie is that?
I think I'm stumped.
No!
No, Bailey!
That is, you gotta have
Bailey.
This.
Bailey!
You gotta have this.
No idea.
Sorry, Bailey.
Tough. I wanted Bailey to win those tickets.
I thought he was going to win.
That was the natural, my friend. That's the Wonder Boy. That's the bat that Roy Hobbs uses.
That's a pretty big giveaway. Robert Redford clearly talking there.
I'd say that's the most powerful scene in the flick, right? I mean, the lights exploding isn't audio going to translate on the radio, but finding out the name of that bat's a pretty good tell.
Yeah, batting practice, 3:30, be there. I have been.
Let's go to Brian in La Plata. It's also along that 301 corridor in Southern Maryland. What's up, Brian?
Brian, you ready?
I get to talk to my heroes.
Your heroes. See, don't get too nervous. Don't get too nervous, Brian.
He's got shaky
voice.
All right, you ready to win? Let's do it.
Let's go.
All right, here we go. Clip 6, Darius, if you have it.
Come on, good. Now we just worry about putting, huh?
Oh, yeah, putting. All right, remember what I said, huh? Just use your shoulders to push the ball, not your arms. Don't break the wrist and bring that putter back like...
You're confusing me. Just let me put the ball in the hole.
All right.
All right, Brian. What's that movie?
Happy Gilmore.
Here we go.
Look at you,
atta baby, Brian.
All right. If you hit this one, you are winning the tickets to WWE Raw next month. You ready?
Ready.
Let's go with clip number 24.
I just think this horse has a lot of heart. He may have been down, but he wasn't out. He may have lost a few, but he didn't let it get to him. I think we could all learn a lick or two from this little guy. Oh, and by the way, he doesn't know he's little. He thinks he's the biggest horse out there.
So you got big plans for this little horse?
Oh, yeah. See, sometimes when the little guy, he doesn't know he's a little guy, he can do great big things. Say, this isn't the finish line. The future is the finish line. And the biscuit is just the horse to get us there.
Just the horse to get us there.
All right, what movie is that, Brian?
Come on, Brian.
Seabiscuit.
Atta boy.
Atta boy.
Atta baby.
Let's go. What tipped you off, Brian?
Say again?
What tipped you off?
I've seen that movie about 100 times.
There you go.
Well, yeah, that's one way to know it.
All right. I love it. I'm going to put you on hold. You won the tickets. You're going to WWE Raw. Terrace has just buried his head on the desk. I think that one he probably already knew.
Yeah, he knew it.
If you didn't pick up the biscuit at the very end, we could maybe edit that part out for a year from now when we play this game again. So we're work in progress this game.
Yeah, July 7th next year, we're going to do this one.
Jimmy in Falls Church is on Grant and Danny. Jimmy, do you want to play for absolutely nothing? We just gave away all our tickets.
Sure. I get to talk to my heroes, too. Absolutely. Why not?
That you're playing just so you could talk to your heroes, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's all. It's better than tickets.
Thank you very much.
So sure.
Jimmy, very kind. Number 7, please, Darius.
Forget about the crowds, the size of the school.
their fancy uniforms and remember what got you here. Focus on the fundamentals that we've gone over time and time again. And most important, don't get caught up thinking about winning or losing this game. If you put your effort and concentration into playing to your potential, to be the best that you can be, I don't care what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, in my book, we're going to be winners.
All right, Jimmy, do you know it, sir?
That sounds like Hoosiers.
You'd be right. It is.
All right, I got one for you. How about clip 18, Darius?
There are greater tragedies in the world.
I wanted to run out of that tunnel for my dad to prove to everyone
prove
that I worked.
What?
That I was somebody.
Oh, you are so full of crap. You're 5 feet nothing, 100 and nothing, and you got hardly a speck of athletic ability.
Jimmy, what's the movie?
Rudy.
Yeah.
Rudy.
Look at you putting
Look
on
at you,
a
Jimmy,
clinic.
For nothing.
For absolutely nothing. Bells all around for our guy. Sneak in one more here. Tom in Herndon, home of the Hornets. Do you want to play a little name that sports movie for absolutely nothing?
And get to talk to my heroes? Hell yeah.
Let's okay. do it together.
That's a good bit.
It's popping me.
He stumbled onto something there.
Clip number 17, Darius.
The Kiddush!
Sir!
Do you know what I just saw?
No, sir.
A gopher!
Gopher? Where?
Do you know what gophers can do to a golf course?
Why, sir, I think they're tunneling in from that construction site over yonder.
Chervik Construction Company?
I'll slap an injunction on them so fast it'll make their head spin. And you
better get rid of those gophers, or I'll be looking for a new greenskeeper. Is that clear?
Oh, aye, sir. Very clear, sir. I'll put my best man on it.
Do you know that movie, Tom?
I sure do. I just got off the golf course, so that's apropos. It's a beautiful day here at the Masters, right? Caddyshack.
Caddyshack, baby.
Attaboy.
All-timer.
All right, then. How old are you, Tom?
39.
A little older than me. I'm going to give him a tough one, but if you're my age, this was wheelhouse. Let's go clip number 20.
Got the roster right here. Averman, Dave, Conway, Charlie, Paul, Terry. Now here's the long and the short of it. I hate hockey and I don't like kids.
It was supposed to be a pep talk.
Look, I'm sure this will be a real bonding experience. And maybe one day, one of you will even write a book about it in jail.
Funny.
Is there a goalie?
Only for a little while. I'm moving back to Philly.
Thank you for sharing that.
Tom, what movie is that?
The best of the series, the original Mighty Ducks.
Hey now, look at my guy. How about we went 2 for 2 when we were playing?
As soon as the pressure's off, man.
Pressure's off and we just start hitting bombs. Let's go. Well done, everybody. Tariq El-Bashir, speaking of hockey, on the Capitals draft at 6 o'clock. We're Grant and Danny here on The Fan. I want to talk about Chris Sale breaking some things in a minor league rehab start when he was angry and some video that came out about it. I have a take that apparently didn't go over well with my Twitter followers. I'll explain next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
G&D welcoming you back on The Fan. We'll talk to Tarik El-Bashir about the Caps draft at 6 o'clock. Much appreciate everybody listening to the show today in Richmond with us for another half hour or so, 9, 10 a.m., 105.1 FM, and all over D.C. on our flagship 106.7. Remember to take us with you coast to coast, the Odyssey app. If you're getting out of the car to do something, running errands today, the Odyssey app is the best way to listen to the show. So this is something I've been wanting to talk about all day, and we got an opportunity to do it here for a few minutes. There was a video that went viral of Chris Sale, the longtime Chicago White Sox and Boston Red Sox pitcher, who is rehabbing in the minor leagues right now. He's had all kinds of arm problems. He's now 33 years old. He's trying to get back to the big leagues. And he was rehabbing in the minor leagues this past week. In fact, he pitched 2 days ago now. And he walked five batters and was removed from the game after 3 2/3 innings. And after being taken out of the game, you know, fuming, he walks off the field, as you would do, quietly, and kind of goes into the dugout and eventually back into the tunnel where this video is shot of him way back at the back of the tunnel where the hallway kind of turns off to the left to go toward the clubhouse. You can see that someone in probably like the little media area or maybe in the photography well or something like that, standing in the dugout working the game in some capacity, with a cell phone, it would appear, shoots back into the tunnel to see Chris Sale tearing a bunch of property up. He is tearing, it looks like, some picture off the wall that's framed and trying to pull it onto the ground. There's already some destruction and some stuff that's been broken, maybe hit with a bat or something. And he comes storming back out toward the dugout to go sit down and watch the game or whatever it is that he's going to do. So the person that shot this video, I guess, posted it. I just saw some person from NBC 10 Boston showing video of Chris Sale upset after giving up bases loaded. And he was just getting eviscerated for it, as you would imagine. He acted like a fool, and what a clown show he has been at times throughout his career. But I tweeted, I said, he did this in the part of the ballpark that is off limits to fan and media for a reason. There shouldn't be cameras shooting this area. We shouldn't even know it happened. Now, this is not a defense of Chris Sale, who I happen to believe, having only met him in passing briefly. I interviewed him one time at an All-Star game, and he was a pretty cool dude. But I think he is a little bit of a clown. I mentioned he's the guy, if you remember, that cut jerseys because he didn't want to wear them when they were heavy, uncomfortable throwback jerseys for the White Sox. We went around the clubhouse like cutting jerseys. This video tells me a lot of what I need to know. He seems like a hothead and a bit of a jackass that I'm not going to necessarily defend a whole lot. Having said that, though, my point is not really about what he's doing at all. My point is, this reminded me of the video in St. Louis last year where Steven Strasburg was seen like working on his arm, if you remember, down in the tunnel. And my first thought when I saw that was, and I remember saying it to these guys, I said, why is anyone shooting that? This is not in the dugout. This is off limits area. Like, they're recording an area where no one's supposed to see him. You could be naked. You could be doing whatever you want to do. Like, we're not supposed to have access to that part of the clubhouse. You can't walk around in the clubhouse with a phone or in the hallways underneath of the stadium that connect the dugout to the clubhouse with a camera rolling. You just can't do that. And my point at that time was, this is so weird that we even saw this. And then Davey came out and Strauss came out, and they were both livid that it made air on Masson that night. So I guess my point is just larger, Danny, that as we get more and more access with audio, which I love, we're miking up players during games now, video behind the scenes, Hard Knocks is everyone's favorite show, including mine. We all want this access. I want as much of it as we can get. I just think we're in a dangerous place where we want to get into the like areas that we're not allowed to be in. But then if we see something we don't like, that it's a huge problem. And what I mean by that is, if, let's just say the Nats are on national TV and Soto's mic'd up on ESPN a couple days from now, but we overhear, when he's doing some live interview in the dugout, a player picked up saying something inappropriate, we're going to act like they just said it on social media and tweeted it out or whatever. That's a dangerous place to be. And my larger point is, if you want to have a conversation about Chris Sale and whether or not he's a good guy or a good role model or what he did was
right. That's not the point to me.
Completely different conversation. I'm willing to have that, by the way. He's an idiot. I would say he should pay for what he damaged, and we can all move along. Guys have been taking bats to stuff in dugouts and in clubhouses for 100 years. Mm-hmm. This is not Bank of America, as he said. This is not, you know, 106.7 The Fan. We don't even really have a real work environment. But the comparison of, if I did that at work, .. It's not your thing, man. You also don't throw baseballs at people and have benches clearing brawls. You and the company across the street vying for the proposal don't all line up and shove each other once a week.
You don't have the
talk ass.
Yeah, the Anchorman battle royales, right. over consulting contracts.
Not the same thing. But the comments I got that were, they were like, imagine you saying this about domestic violence being caught on camera. You'd feel the same way if we weren't supposed to see it. Like, so many dumb people, and I try not to react to just dumb comments on social media, but what's your thought? Am I way off base in your opinion when
no.
I say, like, we are, you can even see the way it's shot is this person, like, knows they're not, it's like shaky camera and, like, putting it down as he gets close. We're shooting into this area of the ballpark where he's acting crazy in an area where you're allowed to act crazy. That's where you're supposed to go back and act crazy.
Blow off the steam, yeah. Now, he
don't
shouldn't...
let fans see it. Don't let media see it. Do it back here. Okay, he's doing it back there, and again, I'm not saying he didn't do something ridiculous. Pay for the damages, and if you want to fine him, cool. But the posting of the video and then everyone coming down on him for what he did, when, again, there's places we're supposed to have access to and not, just a little bit weird to me.
Well, it's not even weird to me. It's wrong. The distinction that people can't seem to draw for whatever reason is, I'm not approving of what Chris Hale did. If my son did that, I'd be like, you're behaving like a jackass. Stop doing that. If a kid I coached did that, if any professional does that, you go, there's no congratulations on destroying it. Did that help anything? That improve any deal? Now you're out, you know, you inconvenienced everybody else that's got to deal with your selfish nonsense. I don't approve of what he did. The same way I didn't approve of Kevin Pillar getting caught on a hot mic using a word that he shouldn't have used when he struck out against the changeup. The same way I don't approve of what John Gruden said in a 2011 email when he wasn't working for the NFL. I don't approve of those things. End of that statement. The next statement is, we shouldn't know. We shouldn't know about this kind of stuff. And I know it's not as popular. People don't care about the mechanisms to which we acquire the information in this day and age of citizen journalism, right? Everybody now is a news reporter. Everybody now is a cameraman. Everybody now is their own editor or whatever else. And I mean, on an innocent level, look at our own Ryan Clary. The other day, driving home from work, takes a video of a helicopter landing. The guy's gets picked up by every news outlet in the country,
right?
More or less. Nothing wrong with that part specifically, but if he was, you know, I'm not picking on you, Ryan, but if he's on his hands and knees, like down in the trenches or something like that, looking up at somebody, it's probably not supposed to do that. But like, hey, there's a helicopter landing on the street. That's pretty weird. But if he's filming something he shouldn't be, where there's restricted access or otherwise, then that's inappropriate. It's a pretty simple line for me, right? I don't let myself get offended or get upset when somebody thought what they were doing is in private. That's very different than trying to catch someone committing a crime. It's very different than the straw man argument about, well, what would you say if somebody robbed a house we weren't supposed to
exactly.
see it with cameras?
It's all straw man. Like this person says, things meant to happen in the dark should stay in the dark, Grant Paulson. No. What I'm saying is it's no different than in a locker room, just as an example, okay? If you have a credential to go in a locker room, you are going to see and hear things that you don't report on. Not to say you're a bad journalist, but you have access. There is an opt-in there where you are allowed into the area of these people's workplace that is their comfort zone, okay? If someone was in your comfort zone all the time, they could see and hear things and make you look like you're in a bad light, potentially.
Yeah, nobody should be in our pre-show meeting secretly filming. So that when we make a joke to each other, it like comes out on a transcript. Nobody should be sneaking cell phone videos in the clubhouse or otherwise. So again, I don't approve of Chris Sale's behavior. That was a jackass thing to do. In the same breath, I can also say I don't approve of like secret filming and then judging him based off of that. If that makes any sense, it's pretty easy for me to hold, you know, both cups, and I think sometimes people struggle with that.
I would also say, and the reason I think that I am fascinated by this, and for me it is something that I'm interested in, that I care about, is we are entering a strange and a really compelling place where I'm excited by the access we're getting. But we've got to think about this a little bit, I think. we're seeing things that we don't normally get to see. We're going to hear things that we don't normally get to hear. And at times, we are getting a lot of the raw, not meant for air, audio and video, so to speak. And if I just think we need to have a conversation about what that means, really. Right? That's not to say that if someone's doing something or saying something terrible, that it's okay as long as, you know, it's in an off-limits area. But there's a context to everything, I would say. And if someone's saying something with someone they're really comfortable with in the dugout next to a mic'd-up interviewer, this player that's mic'd up all the time, and something airs, it isn't the same as something being said publicly that was meant for everyone to hear. You know, for all these people that say, so behavior like this that's inappropriate should be excused. LOL, what? And again, I'm doing the thing that I normally don't do where I actually care about the responses. But I, there were so many of them that I thought, people aren't getting this.
Yeah, nobody cares how we get it anymore. Nobody cares how the information comes to them anymore. It's all the same. It's the downfall to me of what social media has done, where I get the same number of characters as the Washington Post. I get the same number of characters as the New York Times, as any news outlet, right? I'm the same. I'm a person. Therefore, my platform is every bit as big as anybody else's. So they don't care if it's a cell phone camera. They don't care if it's news footage. They don't care if it's TV, whatever it is. It's all treated similarly. So when it gets to your eyeballs, all you're judging is the behavior, not the manner in which that we found out about it. And that's something I kind of lament.
Ted Leonsis said something today about the Wizards that was really interesting. I want to see if people agree or disagree with it. Next on Grant and Danny, remember 12 years ago, the decision, LeBron James, a decade and 2 years ago tonight. We'll have our own big decisions before we get out of here on The Fan. We're all going to make big announcements on where we've decided we're going to eat for dinner on this Friday, so that'll be great. But let's take a peek next on just how much NBA sports changed on the day and in the moment that LeBron announced he was putting his super team together to go to Miami. Grant and Danny on The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The answer to the question everybody wants to know: LeBron, what's your decision?
In this fall, man, this is very tough. In this fall, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach and join the Miami Heat.
Miami Heat. That was the conclusion you woke up with this morning.
That was the conclusion I woke up with this morning.
Why?
like I said before, I feel like it's going to give me the best opportunity to win, and to win for multiple years. And not only just to win in a regular season or just to win five games in a row or three games in a row. I want to be able to win championships, and I feel like I can compete down there.
12 years ago today, LeBron James made the decision. Went to Miami. Now, we didn't know it at that time, I don't think, right? Memory serves. We found out because he was going to join Dwayne Wade. I don't think we knew Chris Bosh was going there yet when he made that announcement.
I don't think so. That came after. Yeah, I think you've got that right.
That was a Woj bomb shortly thereafter where it's like, in addition to LeBron James and Dwayne Wade, sounds like Chris Bosh will be teaming up with them. And then they did the intro, the not one, not two, not three, where they walked out.
Where Bosh, like, just, they, like, had fireworks going off, and he, like, flexed really hard for no reason.
It was the beginning of, in my opinion, a change in the NBA that has changed my fandom.
It's not for the better, I don't think.
I just feel like the Wizards can't win now. And I think a lot of markets and a lot of fans feel that way. If you're in one of the haves markets, you got a shot. There's like seven of those, eight of those at any given moment. If you're in the have-nots, which is the rest of the NBA, more so than any other sport, it's all just an exercise in enjoying the bucket being made in that moment or right. The game and the win that night, going and eating a chicken tender basket and watching your favorite players run around. But you can't win a title. There's a handful of teams that can win a title.
Or you got to be so perfect, like the Spurs, you know, or like just the most random thing ever, like the fact that the Raptors won, I guess because they had Kawhi Leonard. But yeah, if you're Charlotte, Washington, Denver, New Orleans, Sacramento at this point, it's like, okay, enjoy the games. Right?
Now you're seeing the NFL do this too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it will ever get to the level the NBA is because I think it's going to be exclusive to quarterbacks and some superstar skill position players on offense and defense. But for the most part, QBs are on an NFL level now where Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson or some of the great quarterbacks in the league can kind of dictate terms and call their shot and say, if you don't go get this guy, if you don't do this, I'm out. And we've seen that with Deshaun Watson before he got in trouble, among others. The loser is the fan because the loyalty has gone away. I don't really fault players at all because teams are not loyal to players. They shouldn't necessarily be loyal to the clubs. People always talk about when I grew up, my dad told me to honor your contract. Well, the teams don't honor the contract, so why should the players honor the contract? So this is not to bash players as much as it is to say we lose as fans. That's all. It's just... It is. I'm not saying it's bad. It just is. And it's worse, in my opinion, for me personally as a fan in this market. I don't like it as much.
Yeah, I would say overall it is bad, but not to the point that I want anyone like punished or anything dramatically changed. It's not wrong necessarily to give players agency. I mean, these guys understand their place. The dudes that are so good that they get it, like LeBron, get it that if I'm on a team, we're probably going to the NBA Finals. That's how influential and important he is. Of course, pick where you want to play. I got no problem with that. I got no problem with guys exercising free agency. The problem to me is what we've evolved into from that. Because it started with a couple of guys playing together during the Olympics and going, hey, this would be pretty cool. We could do this cap-wise. Pat Riley's our guru over here. He's got a really genius coach waiting in the wings. Let's get the group together and have some buy-in and go win a title. That's not the craziest thing in the world for guys to want to do that. But the manner in which he did that, I still think was just so missed the mark and just so tough in a way that I don't think a lot of people have ever really gotten over. But the part that I object to isn't necessarily going in free agency. It's the, I signed my deal. I'd like out, please. Congratulations, my press conference. Here's my deal. It's for 5 years. 6 months later, yeah, I got to go. You got to trade me to the Lakers. That's the kind of crap that I can't do.
We got one of the few in Bradley Beal
That's
who
right.
hasn't left. 10 years in D.C. now. 10-year anniversary last month of him being drafted. And he had his press conference today, re-upped for five and 250, one of the best contracts in the history of the league. Him and one other player have ever gotten as much money as he's going to earn on this deal. By the way, Damian Lillard, who's been a lifer with Portland, how about 2 years and $122 million for him, according to Yahoo?
That ain't bad.
61 a pop.
Oh, man.
For Damian Lillard. Didn't get into this in more detail. We could do it before we get out of here next segment if you want. Ted Leontis alluding to the luxury tax and potentially entering into the luxury tax in the future, according to Hoop District, said today, we're only one free agent away. I've said no to nothing, and I want to win. They're one free agent away.
How about that?
So with Kristaps and Kuzma and Bradley Beal, they think if they go get a free agent away from a title, who's that free agent? That can? I mean, they're bringing in Taj Gibson. I don't think he's the free agent they are away at 36, putting up 4 points and four rebounds. So I don't know which free agent you are away, but I guess that was an amazing comment.
Something.
We should double-click on that, on Leontis saying it sounds like maybe that he'd be willing to go over the luxury tax and what that would mean. Plus, there's a new sports book in D.C. that looks sexy. I want to talk about that. Tarik El-Bashir joins us next, Caps Draft, and we will hit all the leftovers before we're out of here on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.